Gather around a hymnal, please. Turn to hymn number 774, commonly known as Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. We're going to tell a few stories about the promises of God. We're going to do the verses 1 and 2, and I invite the minors and the junior minors and Narnia and all of the children to come forward, and the children are going to do some movements today to Leaning on the Everlasting Arms, and so is everyone else. Is that a deal? You'll find out. And we have the teaching staff chorale here tonight for your pleasure. So here we go, hymn number 774. Yes, please stand as you're able. Here we go.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting
arms. Here we go, lean.
Leaning, leaning.
Everybody, come on.
Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Again! Again, leaning, leaning, deep and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning,
leaning on the everlasting arms.
Yay! Please remain standing for our prayer. Children, stay up here. Don't go away. Stay right here. Children, all stay up here. And let's have a prayer, please.
Gracious God, here in the serenity of this place, we are especially reminded that all the promises of God surround us. The mountains that cradle us represent the strength and vastness of your parental love. The ever-flowing streams of water rushing past us is a witness of your constant presence in our lives. And the rushing winds between the countless trees offer us an image of the Holy Spirit that renews us and refreshes us each day. As we come to the end of another day, we offer you our thanks and our praise for all of these wondrous gifts and promises. We are blessed to know that through your promises, there is nothing that can separate us from you. And together we all say, Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
Kids, in just a minute, we're going to hear a story, but first the teaching staff chorale is going to sing a special anthem tonight.
For the trial. told us we shall not bear. Many a burden, many a care. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the for the trials, help from above, unfailing kindness, undying love. God hath not promised smooth roads and wide, swift, easy travel, needing no guide. Never a mountain rocky and steep, never a river turbid and deep, but God has promised.
Hi, guys. You want to turn around? We'll tell you a little story. Now, this is the story of Noah and the ark and one of God's many promises. Very, very long ago, in a time before Jesus, God looked at the world he had made. And he saw that people were acting in mean and selfish ways. Their meanness and selfishness were poisoning everything on this beautiful earth. But there was one man who found favor in the eyes of the Lord. His name was Noah. He was an honest man who followed God's ways. And God said to Noah,
I will send a great flood that will destroy all the evilness of the earth. Build an ark of wood and bring into the ark two of each living creature, one male and one female. Gather two of each beast, two of every creeping thing to keep it alive.
Now, even though Noah was a very old man, he and his sons set to work as God had commanded. Now, when Noah's neighbors saw what he was building, they made fun of him. When Noah warned them of the great storm to come, they laughed at him. Still, Noah trusted in God and he built this great ark. Now, after many months, the ark was finished. Then God said to Noah,
go into the ark, for in 7 days the rains will begin.
Now Noah did exactly as God had commanded him. In 7 days, the storms began. And for 40 days and 40 nights, the rains fell. The flood waters rose and covered everything. From the lowest valley to the highest mountain, there was water everywhere. God had wiped out
everything.
After a long, long time, the rain stopped and the flood waters began to drop. And Noah sent out a dove. It returned with an olive branch in its beak. And it was then that Noah knew it was safe to leave the great ark. Then God said to Noah,
"Leave the ark with your wife, your sons and their wives, and all the animals and birds and reptiles. Build your homes again. Be fruitful and multiply."
So Noah left the ark. And the first thing he did was to build an altar to God to offer his thanks. And God blessed Noah and his family, saying,
"Behold, I will make a promise to you and to all who come after you that I shall never again flood the earth. As a sign of this promise, I shall set a rainbow in the sky. Whenever a rainbow appears, it will be a sign to you and to all who come after you that I remember my promise to you."
Now, this has been a story of only one of the great promises of God.
I would like to invite the junior minors and the minors to come forward who have some prayers to offer us to finish tonight. Could they come up, please?
With the gifts of God's promises, let us pray to the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Yes.
For all who are gathered here seeking to be refreshed and renewed, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the wonder of rainbows, for the rains and the sunshine, for all the creatures of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For your countless gifts, for your eternal promise, and for all the joys to come, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our parents, our brothers and sisters, and for all families near and far, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who face hardships, for the poor, for the hungry, and for those who struggle because of injustice, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Holden and its great people, and for bringing us here to this wonderful place, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Let us all stand, please, and join together in whatever form is comfortable to you, the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven,
turn to hymn number 622, Neither Death Nor Life. We'll sing the refrains together, and I'll lead us through verse 1, 2, and 5.
Neither death
nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor trials in the present, nor any trial to come, neither height nor depth, nor all of creation can ever separate us from the love of God poured out in Christ Jesus our
shall rise through the Spirit who brings you to life. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor in the present, nor any trial to come, neither height nor depth, nor all of creation can ever separate us from the love of God poured out in Christ Jesus our Lord. All who are led by the Spirit shall live as children of God and heirs with Christ Jesus, God's adopted and chosen and loved. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor trials in the present, nor any trial to come, neither height nor depth, nor all of creation can ever separate us from the persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword. Neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor trials in the present, nor any trial to come, neither height nor depth, nor all of creation can ever separate us from the love of God poured out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Go in peace.
Celebrating all of God's promises.
Thanks be to God.